I want you to know that I take no joy in making videos like this. But the truth is that before Jesus saved me, I was fooled and followed almost everyone on this list.
I said, but far as I know, I'd do anything for you. And he smiled at me. He said, I chose you. He said, no one else wanted you, but I need you, boy.
These people are Bible twisters. They are prosperity pimps. And they're not only lovers of themselves, but they're lovers of money. Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I'm going to share with you the 25 most evil Christians in America today. And I'm going to provide clips of each one of these people to show you how bad they are. This is one of the best episodes to not only learn the truth, but help warn people who may be deceived by these con artists. So are you ready? Let's go.
People who, in the name of Jesus, pervert the gospel and misrepresent Jesus, and they must be contended with.
From Benny Hinn to Marilyn Hickey to Frederick Price to Joyce Meyer to Kenneth Copeland to John Hagee, Robert Tilton, Kuntz, Roberts, Hagen, all of them, all the way down to Paula White.
They must be refuted. They must be exposed.
Everyone in the world that is involved in Christianity knows that America is the birthplace of every heretical teaching on the face of the earth almost.
Now, this episode is unlike any I have done before, as I'm going to break down the top 25 most evil Christians alive today. And when I say Christians, it's Christians. These people are Bible twisters. They are prosperity pimps. And they're not only lovers of themselves, but they're lovers of money. See, they hate God and hate His Word. And according to Ephesians 5:11, we are to expose them. And according to Romans chapter 16, verses 17, 18, we are to mark and avoid them and to warn the body of them. Now, I have to say this at the very beginning. Yes, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, and John 7, 24, we are to judge them. And we are to do this. This episode is extremely biblical and extremely loving. So before all you keyboard warriors get out there and be like, you're being a Pharisee and you're being judgmental, wait till the very end because there is so much to cover. Number 25 is Sid Roth. Sid Roth is a charismatic con artist who promotes every false teacher on the planet, and he helps them sell all their products to disperse all their nonsense. He teaches false doctrine and twists God's word. And right here, you're going to hear him twist and violate 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
I can't do it for you, but I can tell you how to pray in supernatural languages. So you start speaking like little baby words and say them as fast as you humanly can. If you don't move your tongue and speak, no one else will do it. I said fast. You can do it faster than that. If I had a gun in your ribs, you'd do it faster.
Number 24 is Kat Kerr. This lady is a few fries short of a Happy Meal, and it's clear that the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. She constantly makes up stories about heaven. You know, that Santa's in heaven and Mickey Mouse is in heaven, and there's pink rainbows and there's butterflies and unicorns in heaven. This lady continues to also claim that she can control the weather. In this clip that you're about to see, she is violating 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 6.
Anyone that's new, Kat's been to heaven, along with a lot of other people, even ones that I know, yes, personally have had visited heaven. You've had hundreds or thousands of times.
Number 23 is Carl Lentz. Carl was a famous pastor from Hillsong, which is problem enough right there. But he also cheated on his wife, and he never stands for God's word when it comes to sin, but rather sweeps it under the rug and says it's something that we don't really talk about. Here he is violating Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19.
And it makes
so it's not special. A sin in your church to have an abortion?
That's the kind of conversation we would have, finding out your story, where you're from,
what you believe.
Like, talk
yeah,
about
I mean, God's the judge. People have to live to their own convictions.
Number 22 is Heidi Baker. Heidi is the mouthpiece for Satan, as she teams up with just about every false teacher on the planet. And she imparts demons to people and acts drunk on stage and preaches to men from behind the pulpit. She constantly violates 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, and 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11.
Whoa! More, Lord. Everybody, place that anointing, that crown, that gift upon someone else's head. Keep praying, every single one of you, impartation. Fire! There's fire. Place it on their heads. Find somebody. I think he's got it. Shake up, Abba. Fire. Place it on another one's head. Fire. Legacy. Legacy.
Number 21 is Juanita Bynum. Juanita is a so-called pastor of a church, which is forbidden by God, by the way. But this lady's also completely consumed with getting money out of you. It's sad that she charges for everything and in turn gives you garbage, rotten theology. Here, Peter talks about her in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
I decided to have a prayer institute. Well, that doesn't sound bad, right? Because, you know, people need to go and learn how to pray and just pray in general, right? Well, the thing is, she's charging $1,500 to teach people how to pray. Now, in October, she's going to be offering this intensive course for 7 sessions, 2 hours apiece, where she will teach you how to pray for $1,500.
Number 20 is Mike Murdoch. Mike is one of the biggest money grubbers I have ever seen. He doesn't care about you. All he cares about is what he can get from you. He will make up anything to twist God's word to get you to give to him. Paul describes him very clearly in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10.
I don't know if you do, but I hate old money that's wrinkled and dirty and got all the diseases on it. I like new money. And when I give things to people, I like to give stacks of money. It's fun. You ever had a stack of new money? Have you? You have it? Have you?
A little stack.
And so I made, you know, the big stack where it was brand new. And I like brand new money. I don't want any money around me that's not. I'd almost rather have a new one than an old 20. Now that's kind of dumb, man. But there's something about new money that excites you.
Number 19 is Cindy Jacobs. Cindy loves to hear herself talk. She is a so-called prophet and constantly says, God spoke to me, or thus saith the Lord, or I got a word for you. She regularly makes false prophecies, which makes her clearly a false prophet. Jeremiah 14, verse 14 is clearly about Cindy Jacobs.
Tonight, I am boldly asking you without apology. Some of you have a stash. What is a stash? Something you've been squirreling away. Maybe you need to get it out of the bank. You know, but I want to say, everybody gives something. I mean, even if you have a pocket full of change, you know, that's okay. But I want to say to you, you got to move heaven. Give and it shall be given unto you.
Number 18 is Raphael Warnock. This man seems like a great guy. And he's a pastor even. You know, a pastor. He's also a politician. But when you break down who he really is, he is a false teacher. One who hates God and hates his word. Here he's having no problem being identified as pro-choice, which is a violation of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19.
Not been shy about saying you're a pro-choice pastor. You know, to some Christians out there at least, they're probably sitting at home and saying, well, this guy's not a real Christian then.
I mean, my faith is so basic to who I am. I don't feel a need to defend my Christian identity. I'm a man of faith. I love the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. And Christians have a whole range of differences on a whole range of issues.
Number 17 is Todd White. Most of you know that Todd White is someone who pulls everyone's leg. But if you listen to what he believes and who he associates with and affirms, it is clear that he is not a Christian, despite what Mike Winger would tell you. He is someone who rebels against God's word. Here he violates Ephesians 5:11 and 1 John 1, verse 8.
It's not about that. See, you don't know that Kenneth Copeland is one of the most generous people alive on the planet.
He came and gave me this pure heart, and I've never violated it with anything.
Because I love Jesus. My hands are clean. My heart is pure. I love him with all my heart. I'm going to stand before him, and he's going to say, well done. What's he going to say when you stand before him?
You can actually have the word so strong inside of your heart that you never have to slip. People are like, well, that's false. That's not true. Well, you're wrong. I live with me.
Number 16 is Rodney Howard Brown. Rodney is better known as the Holy Ghost bartender. Oh boy. Which is pure nonsense, by the way. This man yells fire, you know, and tries to knock people over regularly. He rarely teaches anything biblical and is simply put a charismatic con artist who needs to be exposed because Paul warned us about people like this in Galatians 1 verses 6 through 9.
Oh, Corydias, oh, Riffiad, oh, Rapasianama, to drink.
Pam, plam, and pangala, my hen, H. H. Gavin, Kri, Bull, Bummy, the Maya, Pamaton, Domo,
Number 15 is John Heggie. John Heggie is a prosperity pimp who only cares about his prosperity. Please hear that. He teaches that Jesus never claimed to be the Messiah. And he also claims that the Jews will be saved without coming to Jesus for salvation. What? No. Said no verse ever. This man is twisting Matthew chapter 13 verses 3 and 8.
Every time God gives you an opportunity to give, he is giving you an opportunity to increase your income. Matthew 13, 3 and 8, Jesus said, behold, a sower went out to sow, and the seed fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. 100-fold, actually, with the calculator, is 10,000%. Wall Street doesn't have that.
Number 14 is Mike Todd. Mike Todd is the pastor of Transformation Church, which is all about entertainment and booty shaking and not about God's word or about holiness. This guy is all about putting on a show and building his empire. Here he is violating 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 and 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 through 11.
If I was there, maybe I would have told him, is there something in the middle you could do? Like kind of a like a little maybe if somebody, well, I was born like this, I don't know how I feel. I feel you. And I wish that there was an option of other in the kingdom. No, I'm serious. As a pastor, like, so what do you think about, man, I don't know.
Number 13 is Andy Stanley. Andy is a very dangerous false teacher who is gaining rapidly in popularity. He claims that we should unhitch from the Old Testament. Again, where is that in the Bible? Nowhere. He also affirms gay Christians, which is extremely unbiblical. He also has a host of other issues. But when you boil it down, if you take all that together, Andy hates God's word. And that goes against 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
When it comes to anchoring, what am I anchoring this to? I'm not anchoring because the Bible says, I quit saying the Bible says 9 years ago. I don't think I've said it yet since, unless it just slipped out. Quit saying the scripture says, quit saying all that because I quit believing it. No, it's a change of approach.
Number 12 is Chris Vallotton. Chris is the head false prophet at Bethel Church in Redding, California. And to be honest, he is creepy. And he's fixated on God told me and creative miracles, whatever that means. Like one time he said that God used him to restore the hymens of over 1,000 teenage girls. What? That's creepy. Come on, let's be real. Here he is proving he is a false prophet and going against Deuteronomy 18 verses 20 through 22.
But secondly, I really want to apologize, sincerely apologize, for missing the prophecy. And then later on, I prophesied that he would not be impeached, and in fact, that he would win another term. And I was completely wrong. I take full responsibility for being wrong. There's no excuse for it. I think it doesn't make me a false prophet, but it does actually create a credibility gap.
Number 11 is Robert Morris. Robert is a pastor from Texas who loves money and twisting scripture. He is money hungry, and he claims that if you don't tithe, you are controlled by Satan. Can you say manipulation much? He loves other false teachers like T.D. Jakes and is leading many to hell as he makes merchandise out of people, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
Even though Jesus was fully God, he completely laid down his divinity when he was on this earth, completely, so that he could be fully human.
Number 10 is Paula White. Paula may have been former President Trump's spiritual advisor, but she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and was leading him straight to hell. She is a pastor, quote unquote, which is forbidden in God's word. And she constantly makes false prophecies, all while asking you to sow a seed into her ministry. How convenient. She is clearly violating 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 33 and 34.
For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka.
Number 9 is Creflo Dollar. And yes, his name is exactly where his focus is. This man is a fake Christian, as he teaches the little gods doctrine, which is pure heresy, by the way. But sadly, he loves even more than that. He loves twisting God's word and raking in the cash. Oh, he loves money and will do whatever it takes to get it. He is violating God's word according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about next month. I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about now prosperity. I'm talking about now deliverance. I'm talking about now money. I'm talking about now promotion. I'm talking about now. Hallelujah! Now is the time. Money cometh now!
Number 8 is Jesse Duplantis. Jesse is the male version of Kat Kerr. This man is one of the biggest liars on the whole entire list. He makes up every kind of story that you can imagine. He thinks so highly of himself that he claims that God asks him for his opinion on what God should do. No, that's a bold-faced lie and a violation of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13.
Then I realized that God needs our love. I didn't realize how much he needed me. See, I've always thought of me needing him. You know, how much he needed me. I said, I'll do anything for you. I said, that may be a rash statement. And I said, Peter said that. I said, but far as I know, I'd do anything for you. And he smiled at me. He said, I chose you. He said, no one else wanted you. But I need you, boy. I need you, Jesse.
Number 7 is Benny Hinn. I know most of you know who Benny Hinn is. But for those of you who don't know, he is one of the most notorious false teachers out there. He knocks people over with his coat. He performs fake miracles. He's a prosperity pimp and makes some of the most outlandish false prophecies that you have ever heard. This man totally goes against Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9.
Now, Lord, as they ask you and as they sow in faith, let that miracle come right on time. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And God's people said, amen. All right, it's right now time to give. I want you to go while the anointing is flowing, go and sow your seed right now. Right this minute. On the platform you are watching me on.
Number 6 is Bill Johnson. Bill is the pastor from Bethel Church in Redding, California, which is one of the worst and most dangerous churches in America. They're all about Bible twisting, false signs and wonders, the Holy Spirit being blue, Jesus being born again, fire tunnels, grave soaking, and glory clouds. How about no, 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 and definitely no. Here's some of his false teaching that proves he is a false teacher according to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9.
Does God ever choose not to heal? No. God chose 2,000 years ago to make a purchase.
Do you know that Jesus so restricted his function on earth that he actually couldn't heal anyone? He couldn't multiply food. He couldn't cast out devils. He couldn't do any of that stuff because he had restricted himself to the life of a human being that would have to be dependent on the Father.
Number 5 is T.D. Jakes. This man is loved by the world, which should be your first red flag. But what this man teaches is way worse. He denies the Trinity. He's a prosperity preacher. He wants you to sow. And he wants you to be positioned for greatness. Again, that's nowhere found in the Bible. But he never calls people to repent. He never preaches the gospel. And he is a false teacher according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15.
God will always use whatever you got left. The blessing isn't in what you lost. The blessing is in what you got left. And if you will sow what you got left, God said, I'll give you back whatever it was.
Number four is Joyce Meyer. This lady makes my skin crawl as she preaches all over the world and teaches that she is sinless and that Jesus had to go suffer in hell. Are you kidding me? No, absolutely not. This lady has no conscience, and she is so blinded by greed and by Satan that most of what comes out of her mouth is pure nonsense. She constantly violates 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 33 through 38.
I am not poor, I am not miserable, and I am not a sinner. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is what I were, and if I still was, then Jesus died in vain. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I didn't stop sinning until I finally got it through my thick head I wasn't a sinner anymore. And the religious world thinks that's heresy, and they want to hang you for it. But the Bible says that I'm righteous, and I can't be righteous and be a sinner at the same time.
Number three is Joel Osteen. Let me be very clear that Joel is not a Christian. He is a motivational speaker at best who pumps you up and makes you believe that you can do whatever you say. He's all about his words and your words, not about God's word. He claims that you can have your best life now. But the only people who are having their best life now are those that are headed to hell. He violates what Jesus commanded us to do in Matthew 28 verses 19 and 20.
You are where you are today in part because of what you've been saying about yourself. Words are like seeds. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. If you continue to say it, eventually that can become a reality. Whether you realize it or not, you are prophesying your future. That's not just being positive. You are prophesying victory, prophesying success, prophesying new levels. Your life will move in the direction of your words. In dealing with people for several years, thousands of people, one thing I can tell you is 99.9% of people are not bad people. They may make poor choices, but deep down, they've got a good heart. They want to do what's right.
Number two is Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth is the richest of all the false teachers on this list, and I believe is one of the most demonic. The claims he makes are nowhere found in the Bible, as he claims to cure baldness and claimed to have blown away that virus back in 2020, which neither he can do and didn't happen. He claims God told him he would live to be 120 and says that he can control the weather. Paul talked about him and people like him in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5.
When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too.
Number one is Stephen Furtick. I put Stephen Furtick on the top because I believe he is the slickest one and the hardest to detect and has deceived so many people. He even went to a good seminary and knows the word of God, but now spends all his time twisting it. Stephen affirms many false teachers that are on this list even. He has T.D. Jakes as his mentor. He denies the Trinity and has even claimed to be God Almighty. What Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23, has Stephen Furtick written all over it.
And the process of discipleship is not God changing you into something else. It's him revealing who you've been all along.
I want you to know that I take no joy in making videos like this. But the truth is that before Jesus saved me, I was fooled and followed almost everyone on this list. I was convinced that these men and women were anointed by God and that they were helping me in my walk with Christ. But I was a deceived, charismatic, false prophet who was blind to my sin, who was blind to the gospel and rejected the truth of God's word. But the Lord showed mercy on me. He saved me and opened my eyes to his word. And the only way to know the truth of God's word is to read it and to test everything by it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. I hope you will really look at who you are following. Even though you think they might have a great ministry and look nice and be on TV and have millions of followers, does not mean that they are godly. But after watching this, I hope you will also help with people that you know that are maybe fooled like I was, that are following these people that hang on their every word, so into their ministries, and they are blind and deceived. Why? Because souls are at stake and people are going to hell every single day.